Michael McCann does not report on cycling. He's an expert on the legal issues related to sports, and he writes about them for Sports Illustrated. And that's why McCann was surprised when he noticed Lance Armstrong had begun following him on Twitter. Eventually, Armstrong invited McCann to his home in Austin, Texas, where they had a three-hour conversation, Armstrong's first interview since talking with Oprah Winfrey back in January. Now joining us is Michael McCann. Welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me back, Bill.
After you noticed Lance Armstrong was among your followers, you and Armstrong traded direct messages. That's a private option on Twitter. And what were those interactions with him like?
Well, initially, Bill, it was to figure out if this was Lance Armstrong. I really didn't expect it was him. I thought it was his account had been hacked, perhaps. But it was him, and he confirmed it through Twitter. And then we began a conversation. I noted that I had written about some of the legal issues that he's facing and other related business issues. And we just began conversing, and I said, well, how about we meet up? I'm the one who proposed that. And he said, okay. Of course, the whole time I had not spoken with him, and that was a little bit of a concern for my wife in particular, who worried that maybe this isn't really him, maybe this is a hoax. We know about Manti Te'o, the player at Notre Dame, that this was somehow going to be a trick. I'd go down there, and it would all be a sham. But I figured, look, if that's the case, then I have a little bit of a trip to Austin, and I come back home. It's not the end of the world. So I did take the trip, and it was him. And from there, we had a very lively conversation about a number of topics related to his reputation, his past, the legal issues he's facing. I had some follow-up questions from his conversation with Oprah Winfrey. And although most of it is off the record, I was able to reveal some in this week's issue of Sports Illustrated, and I hope to reveal more as time goes on.
Well, I'm curious, how much can you tell us about what you really wanted to ask him about?
Some of what I wanted to ask him I was able to reveal. For instance, the allegations that he told a doctor back in 1996 that he was doping. He, in Oprah interview, would not comment on that. He had denied it for years, but to me he said he honestly didn't remember. So this was a different explanation than he had given. And he also talked about the lawsuits against other people that he filed. He sued a number of individuals, even though he knew they were either telling the truth or mostly telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about those and sort of why he did it. And he didn't make excuses. He didn't blame his lawyers. He didn't blame his advisors. But he did note that companies with which he had endorsement contracts encouraged him to respond aggressively to allegations of doping. Now, they didn't tell him to sue anyone, just to be clear, but he did respond aggressively, and of course it was too aggressive.
Michael, you mentioned that Lance Armstrong knew you had been writing about not only his legal issues, but issues related to his business connections. Did he have any questions for you?
I think in any conversation there's questions that are asked back, rhetorical questions and things like that. But for the most part, it was me really asking him questions, and he had a lot to tell.
Did the interview meet up to your expectations?
Yeah, it did. I felt like we covered a good deal of ground. Having said that, there are a lot of things that he said that I have to verify or refute before we can reveal them.
Hmm.
There's the trick of the fact that he's being sued by a whole bunch of parties, including the Department of Justice, in a case that could be worth over $90 million. And he's obviously reticent about being quoted on the record while this is going on. But there are other claims that he made, and it's my job to do some due diligence and figure out what exactly those claims are in terms of accuracy.
I got to ask you one more question. There you were in Lance Armstrong's home in Austin, Texas. Did you look around the wall and see that there were still 7 yellow jerseys framed there?
I did look, and they were not there.
He's taken them down, at least.
Well, we were in his home office, so I don't know if he ever had them there, but they were certainly not there. I did look.
Michael McCann is the director of the University of New Hampshire Sports and Entertainment Law Institute and a regular guest here on Only a Game as well. His article titled My Dance with Lance appears in the March 11th issue of Sports Illustrated. Michael, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Bill.